Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God we always have an answer, right? Amen. Always. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated before I get excited. Amen. Real easy to do that when you start talking about God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to receive this morning's tithe and offering real fast. Glory be to God. Turn over to 1 Chronicles 4, please. We'll start about verse 10. We'll read it out of the King James. They got it up there. Amen. Y'all ready?
Yes.
All right. Me too. It says, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. And what? And do what?
Enlarge my coast.
And that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he what?
Requested.
Amen. God gave him that which he what?
Requested.
Amen. So you know what Jabez means, right?
Yes. Amen.
Good. All right. It means pain. His name means pain. So his mom was having issues giving birth, and that's the name he got, Pain, Jabez. And so that's how he's seen himself his whole life, just worth nothing, pretty much. Just you were painful, you know, you're nothing, you're a nobody. You can't have nothing, right? And so he knew that he didn't have a money problem. He had a how he saw himself problem.
Yes,
and so he asked God, he said, enlarge my land. Amen. Enlarge my coast.
Yes.
Enlarge my thinking.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He still had to do something.
Yes,
amen. But he asked God, enlarge it. Yes. Enlarge me. Yes. So that I'm able to see myself with more.
Amen.
So that I'm able to do with more. Amen. And the great thing about the thing I love about being, you know, because, amen. How should we go about that? Amen. All right. Straightforward. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely straightforward. But you ought to see the straightforward look sometimes. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Amen. It's all right. We're all learning together. So he asked God to enlarging. Right? It says, enlarge what? My coast. Enlarge it. Amen. So for about 30 days, I just challenge you to wake up and read the Jabez prayer over you and your family.
Amen.
Just to pray it over you and your family. Enlarge my coast. Be with me. Bless me. Enlarge my coast. Enlarge my thinking. Amen. Enlarge. Enlarge, enlarge, enlarge. Enlarge doesn't mean small. The thing about being a Christian is we're blessed to what? To keep it all to ourselves and share with nobody. That's what some people think. But if I'm born again Christian, I'm blessed to be a blessing. That doesn't mean I just hoard up. That means I'm a blessing. That means I help people anytime I'm able to help them. In any way. And too many times our mind goes straight to money. Well, what about going and helping them clean their house? What if they're sick in bed, or if their spouse is sick or something, and you just make them a meal and take it to their house?
Amen.
See, it's not always about money. It's blessed to be a blessing.
Yes.
Need to understand what the word blessing means.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's helping people. Because you can do it, we've said it thousands of times, you can do a lot more with sugar than you can with vinegar, correct?
Yes.
So if you're nice to people, you think that's going to push them away from God or draw them closer? Amen.
Amen.
So I just challenge you to read that for a little bit, every chance you get.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to stop there. Yeah, we are. because we got a lot of notes. Amen. All right. Let's receive this off the tithe and offering. Father God, we thank you for an opportunity to be able to tithe, sow seed, and to be able to honor you, Father God, because we're not paying a tithe, but we're sowing. We're sowing, and Father God, we're tithing. It's called, we're honoring you, Father God. That's what we're doing. We're honoring you, saying thank you. Thank you for the ability that you placed on our lives according to Deuteronomy 8:18, the ability to produce wealth. And so we thank you for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everybody agreed, say it.
Amen. Amen.